We rise by racing others. There is this story of a Kenyan runner who was just a few feet from the finish line but became confused with the signage and stopped, thinking he had completed the race. A Spanish runner was right behind him and, realizing what was happening, started shouting at the Kenyan to continue running. He didn't know Spanish and didn't understand. Realizing what was taking place, the Spanish pushed the Kenyan to victory. A journalist asked the Spanish, "Why did you do that?" He replied, "My dream is that someday we can have a kind of community where we push and help each other to win." The journalist insisted, "But why did you let the Kenyan win?" He replied, "I didn't let him win. He was going to win. The race was his." This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awoyele. Friend, always remember this: we rise by raising others. The hand that suppresses is always down, while the hand that lifts is always up. Galatians 6 verse 7 to 9. If you desire progress in your life, help another person to make progress. Perhaps this is what the brothers of Joseph failed to realize. They were threatened by the dream of Joseph rather than helping him to achieve it. Genesis 37 verse 8. Who is that person that you are willing to make great? Philippians 2 verse 5 to 11. We are in a world where everyone wants to be the first and the best, but there is something more than those. It is helping others to be their best. This is why it takes a different mentality to want to be a kingmaker than to want to be the king. 1 Samuel 16 verse 1 to 11. There are people who should be kingmakers who are jostling for the position of kingship. There are those who should be mentors who are tormentors. They envy and compete with the person they should support. Until you realize that your success is tied to the success of another person, you will not stop that rat race. Would you rather be a Mordecai or an Esther? Esther 2, 5 to 11 and Esther 4, 14. Like the athletes in our story, are you ready to lose so that someone else could win? In the long run, you will not lose eventually. Matthew 16, 25, John 12, 24. Like John, where must you decrease so another can increase? John 3, verse 30. Who is that person that you are willing to go down for him or her to go up? This is what Christianity is about. Jesus went down for us to go up, and we must do likewise for others. 1 John 3, verse 16. Beware of the crabs mentality. I learned that when you put some crabs in a container, you don't need to cover the container. None of the crabs will escape. The crabs are known for pulling each other down when they attempt to go up and escape. Some people can be described as having PhD, pulling down, in life. They are known for pulling people down. Nehemiah 6 verse 1 to 3. They blackmail, backbite, backstab, and so on. No wonder they are always at the back. We rise by raising others. Never forget this. I pray for you today that you will have the attitude and the mentality of a lifter. And may others succeed via your help and support as you fulfill your own destiny. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. And bye for now.